political analyst and author Paul Liznick joins us now. Good morning, Paul. What's your big takeaway as far as Illinois is concerned and also the national election results?
Well, good morning, Robert. So on the Illinois scene, there were some questions as to how red might we turn. But in the end, just to look at the state races, I suppose no surprises. All state offices stayed with the Democratic Party. Looks like Democrats maintain their supermajority controls of both the House and the Senate in Illinois. And in fact, even leader Jim Durkin now reported is stepping down from his leadership position. So Illinois, status quo going forward. Republicans had hoped to make a gain based on issues like crime and inflation. On the national scene, it does look like the Republicans will ultimately take the House, but not by the significant number of seats people expected. The red wave did not happen. It looks like Republicans in the end may take the House by just a few seats, but control is control. So it'll be up to Kevin McCarthy, if he's elected Speaker, whether the next 2 years offer legislation or a lot of investigations, which is what McCarthy has said their agenda looks like. On the Senate side, I think we're not going to know until December, Bob, because it does look once again that it's going to come down to Georgia. December 6th will be the magic date.
Well, Republicans want to moderate their positions a little more in light of the fact that election deniers were pretty much defeated last night, weren't they?
Well, look, what you're really saying is that, you know, was this a referendum on Trump supporters and on former President Trump himself? Trump, in an interview, clearly is going after DeSantis now because a lot of speculation is that DeSantis may well be the heir apparent to those people who believe in Trump policies. And his victory resounding last night certainly sets him up to do that, although you can't ignore the strength of Brian Kemp in Georgia either. So the bottom line is Kevin McCarthy, again, if he could get challenged now as Speaker. But I think a lot of thoughts, which were people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, would take control of the House. I think that's not likely to happen. And we'll see whether a Speaker McCarthy, if it's him, tries to tamp down, as you're asking, on, you know, all these investigations. There have been so many resolutions to impeach Biden. I have a feeling that McCarthy would sort of say that is not the direction we need to go. We need to show some results in the next 2 years before the presidential.
And if, in fact, there is a runoff in Georgia, and it looks like there will be now because no one hit 50%, who will be favored if it's a runoff?
Well, it depends how Georgians look at the race. If the House is taken by Republicans, Georgians could look at this in many ways as they did a couple of years ago with sort of a broader view of who do they want to control in Washington. And if Georgians' view is we really need split government, so if Republicans control the House, they may view and say, look, it's important that Democrats continue to control the Senate. That still would put it, if things go the way they're supposed to or the way they look, it'll still put it at a 50-50 split. Kamala Harris, vice president, would continue to be that deciding vote, and you have two more years. If you're a Democrat, you really want the Senate to go the Democrats' way because that's where judicial appointments happen, if there's a Supreme Court opening. And if the Republicans take the Senate, none of that stuff gets through in the next couple of years. Mitch McConnell, who would become leader again, would make it very clear that should there be a Supreme Court opening, there's no way they would let a Biden appointee get through.
Mm-hmm. We may have answers, but not till December. Paul Liznick, appreciate it as always, and you have a good day, Paul.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much.
Sun-Times Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief Lynn Sweet, in today's column, which she filed last night, wrote that the unintended byproduct of setting up Darren Bailey as a nominee is that Bailey, a Trump loyalist, is now the de facto leader of Republicans in Illinois. Good morning, Lynn. Do you still feel that way today, given the results?
I mean, given how solidly the Democrats won in Illinois, I do, because the Republicans still, when you look at most of the race, Bob, Democrats won, but they won, you know, maybe 54-40 throughout so many of the statewide races. So there are many Republicans in Illinois. They have a party, and right now that party, for now, is dominated by the Trump loyalists, and the leader of that group of Republicans is no one else but Darren Bailey, because he's the nominee of the party for the governorship, even though he lost.
But in the wake of some Trump-backed candidates losing and the big red wave not materializing and the huge win for Ron DeSantis in Florida, was it the kind of night that will make Republicans think about whether Trump can be a valid candidate in 2024?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I think what in Illinois is kind of a distinction. You have people that are forever Trumpers, it seems, like a Darren Bailey, who did put cool on the Trump rhetoric, or Mary Miller, or some other Trump activists. But then you have lawmakers, if we just look at the congressional delegation, like a Darren LaHood or Rodney Davis, who was defeated by Mary Miller. Yes, they were pro-Trump, but not to the degree that they would be an apologist for him. Rodney Davis lost. So if the rise of DeSantis is real, then I think you will see some splintering off and the dilution, perhaps, just perhaps, of the impact of the Trump wing of the Republican Party.
And if it begins to look more like Ron DeSantis will be the Republicans' man in 2024, what does that do to Joe Biden's decision about whether to run again?
Well, the president had a great night, given that the results, even though they're not all in, already show that the Democrats defied history when it comes to midterm elections and the expected losses of the party in power. But, Bob, if Trump gets in, as he is signaling next week, if the bruising Republican primary starts because he will not be able to clear the field, that's my guess right now, I do think it puts more pressure on Biden. But in a sense, though, what do you want Biden to do? He already said he's going to run in 2024, but it seems even though he said it, people aren't accepting that as the final word. And we saw in so many exit polls taken yesterday that there is some restlessness within the Democratic base, and it is manifesting itself in wanting perhaps another urging. It comes this way, urging Biden not to run again. But I think it's just very murky right now as to what will happen, because Biden, even though he will have to deal likely, maybe with the Republican House, I mean, this game is up for grabs. We're just going into a lot of unknown territory with what Biden will do. But if we take this sequentially, Bob, let's first see what happens with Trump.
And did we learn from results last night and from exit polls that it was, as the Bill Clinton folks said years ago, it's the economy, stupid? Was it inflation as much as people thought it would be?
Well, yes and no. Do not discount the power of abortion as a motivating, animating, and factor in this thing. You have the inflation catching up in these closing days of the campaign. And in Illinois, you have crime as an issue that was prevalent in races up and down the levels. So you have a local race, local, state, and federal. But the one constant here has been abortion. And when you look at the Illinois Supreme Court contest, where one and possibly two Democrats are poised to win, one for sure now, when you look at the advertising and the emphasis on abortion in these races, I'd say in Illinois, yes, abortion remained and was a defining factor.
Fair to say, given the history of the midterms and what happens to the party in power and also the low approval rating for President Biden, that the outcome was surprisingly good for the Democrats.
Absolutely. What is it? I think Barack Obama lost, is it 40 seats in his midterm in 2010?
Yeah, the shellacking, right?
Oh, my gosh. Bill Clinton gained, even though he was under a cloud, George Bush, but Trump lost in his midterm. So we have a situation as we speak that if Republicans take the House, it will be by a handful of seats. Now, a win is a win. If the Republicans control the House, they will control the committees, they will investigate Trump, the things Trump, in a sense, has been begging Republicans to investigate, including Hunter Biden. But when you look at the history, because every midterm, everybody makes the chart, party in power, historic losses, this year will not go down as one of those historic wave elections. It is probably due, if we get deep, you know, with a little bit of time, we could dig deeper. It may have to do as much with Donald Trump and abortion as anything else.
And do you think the Georgia runoff, it looks like there will be one now, will be the big story now?
It was 2 years ago when there was runoff and Senator/Reverend Warnock won. So all that has to happen is for both candidates to stay below 50%. It doesn't matter right now who's ahead, because Georgia has the system of no one gets 50%, you go to a runoff. I think it's on December 6th, mm-hmm. but it means that you get rid of the Libertarian candidate in there who got about 70,000 votes. Those votes will now be crucial in figuring out probably who's going to win. Mm-hmm. You also will have, just like we did before, there will be millions of dollars, enormous focus here, and now a new curveball. Herschel Walker ran with the encouragement and the backing of Donald Trump. Can Donald Trump help elect Herschel Walker if he goes back to Georgia now, even as a potential candidate himself, asking Georgians to elect him?
More to
I
come.
I think that might be something even the Walker campaign might want to reassess.
Lynn Sweet, Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Sun-Times. Good to talk to you again, Lynn. Thank you.
Bob, thank you so much.
And we will talk again soon, I'm sure.